Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our reflection this morning is from the prophet Isaiah. The Lord said, "So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it." This is the word of our Lord. You may be seated. When you look at a large, complicated project, what sort of perspective do you tend to adopt? Or one might otherwise ask, what type of person are you? Some are big picture people. These are the folks that want to see the whole project. How it all works, how it fits together, how the various components need to be carefully coordinated, and so on. These are folks that go on to become things like project managers, construction supervisors, and the like. Others are more content to focus on their one piece of the project. Just tell me what I need to do and let me do it. Sometimes those folks don't want the whole picture because all of that extra information can just complicate the task at hand. What they really want to do is just focus on their role, do their piece of it. And still others are content to join in later. Just tell me where I fit in when it's all done. Show me how it works, what the result's going to be. I'll support the project. But that's all I need. And by and large, a project needs all three of those perspectives. Our current HVAC undertaking is a good example of that. As we bring in new mechanical equipment, controls, piping, and wiring that's now running all through the building, someone better have a good handle on the big picture. How all of these different components work, how they tie together, how eventually they're going to become a unified system, where today they just appear to be bits and pieces scattered all over the building. And indeed, we have such people, of course, involved in that project, those who have designed and are overseeing its progress. Others are engaged, of course, for very specific purposes. For those folks, the plan, the big picture, is already laid out, and their responsibility is to simply take one piece of that plan and implement it. Now imagine the potential confusion. If every specialist demanded some sort of input or say in the big picture, suddenly the concrete contractor says, "I don't think we should pour the pad here. I think it should go over there." Well, sure, a specialist can sometimes see a problem that the planners didn't foresee, but that's altogether different than simply expressing your opinion. And a project like ours also needs a lot of us to entrust the design and implementation to others. Our role is to simply support them and appreciate the results. Imagine the total confusion if a large number of Trinity members wanted a say in the placement of every pipe, the selection of every switch, the installation of every piece of equipment. I dare say it would be another 100 years of congregational turmoil before we actually enjoyed air conditioning on a truly hot day. Those who are not tasked with big picture responsibility really have the opportunity to simply rely upon the expertise of others to bring the project to fruition. That's a pretty nice place to be. Now, that division of responsibility on a tiny little earthly scale can serve as an illustration as we consider the cosmic scale before us in God's word today. It is on a universal scale that God makes it abundantly clear through the prophet Isaiah who really has the big picture in view. We read, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares Yahweh. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, my thoughts higher than your thoughts." Here God makes it abundantly clear that he, and he alone, has the truly big picture in view where all of life is concerned. And as we see, even in our tiny little local example, the one who holds the big picture perspective has the authority to see the plan implemented. And so in a greater sense, it's all God's design and God's plan for our lives. Through Isaiah, the Lord goes on to essentially say, let me give you an example. Take the rain and the snow that come down by no design, control, or participation of our own. And in that occurrence is the fundamental cycle of nutrition for the entire planet. Simple water, nourishing God's creation according to his design in ways that we can't really see and for which he surely does not need our input. It happens because he designed and purposed it so to happen. We can observe the results. We can understand the principles. We can even simulate it on a tiny scale indoors. But we cannot control the big picture design. We really can only stand back and watch in awe as God continually regenerates what he created. He uses that visible, tangible example to illustrate what happens with his word. We go on to read, the Lord says, so shall my word that goes out from my mouth not return to me empty. It shall accomplish that which I purpose. And on a cosmic scale like that, not one of us can truly consider ourselves to be the big picture thinkers. Each one of us, in various ways, is the specialist, and in other ways, a recipient of the whole design. And in this imagery, the specialist is the sower, the one to whom God has given seed in hand to be sown in the ground in preparation for other specialists, the one that harvests the grain, those who process it, those who bake the bread, those who distribute it throughout the community, and so on. So it is with God's word. His word pours out upon the entire earth the nutrient of his design. And as Paul writes, he says, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God gave the growth. And absent sufficient water, you will be weakened and eventually die. Absent the word of God and the promise of his grace, you will most surely be weakened and eternally die. Now, tragically, as you well know, we live in a world surrounded by death, a world corrupted by sin, a world in which the awestruck humility with which we ought to stand before God is so often replaced by an arrogance that conveys that we really have no need of God. Instead, we come to believe that we have the big picture sufficiently in view for our own lives, that our decisions, our perspective is what really matters. So ask yourself again this morning, How many times have you chosen to follow the word according to self instead of the word according to God? We all want some control over the plan, and the result on earth is really a large-scale version of what we would expect in our little HVAC project. If everyone believes that they have control over the plan and the design, the result is chaos. We often forfeit following the big picture designer in favor of fighting within ourselves and with each other over our competing selfish views of what should happen. Remember the old hymn, "Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer, because we do not go back to the designer." It happens on a small scale in families and between neighbors. It happens on a larger scale between cultures and countries. And yet, even in the face of our sin and separation from God, God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. They are higher, bolder, holier than ours. Our first thought so often when we are wronged is revenge. God instead invites the unrighteous to return to the Lord, that he may have compassion, that he will abundantly pardon. He uses his word of promise and grace spoken through the word to restore you to himself, for God's first thought is one of restoration. And we preach it every single week here, and it never grows old, that God's word of restoration was ultimately made manifest in Christ. So powerful is the purpose of God's word that the very word became human. And that very man illustrated the ultimate purpose of God's word, carrying all that sin, all that brokenness upon himself to the cross for the purpose of restoring us to God, calling us back to the glory of his design. And we hear of that purpose in verse 12 in Isaiah 55. God says that his word shall succeed in the thing for which it was sent. For you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. And there is the purpose of God's word in your life. Joy and peace with him through Christ. And that's not just a future heavenly promise. That's God's intention for you today. You need not be concerned with the big picture. God's got that. You are in the enviable position of relying on the designer to manage the design of the universe and the design of your own life. Remember Jesus teaching that not so much as a hair will fall from your head apart from the will of the Father. That is the kind of intimate connection that God has with each one of our lives personally. And that is true whether we understand how it all fits together or not. We can simply embrace the encouragement of Proverbs 3 to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he alone will make your path straight. Not only does the word of our Lord restore the relationship with him, The Word of God restores the very creation of earth. He says, the mountains and the hills before you shall break forth into singing. Ultimately, the very physical creation of God, watered from above, will be restored to the perfect likeness of His design, just as we are. And that is the big picture. And thanks be to God that He holds that picture in view for each one of us. Amen.